Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. I'm just calling in to confirm our installation appointment tomorrow. The representative I spoke to earlier said if I didn't hear from someone by 6 o'clock tonight to just call and just to confirm they were going to call to give me an installation window for tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. You don't receive those phone calls until between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. They don't start routing those orders until 4. Yes, ma'am. But I can check your order for you. Can I have the phone number associated with your account?
Sure. 510-529-5195.
Thank you. And that's 510-529-5195.
That's right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Place you on a brief hold while I locate that order for you.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. It takes longer to pull up the orders with your phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
System is still trying to locate that account for you. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Still waiting on the system to locate that order for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify your name and address?
Allison Chang, 540 Antlers Drive, Rochester, New York, 14618.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And yes, ma'am, it shows this is a Home Depot installation. And now let me place you on the phone and read the notes on your order for you to better assist you.
Okay.
Thank you for honing for me. And now it does show here on the notes that the last agent that you spoke with, they did send an email over to home office for you to see if they could force schedule your order for you for tomorrow because it's scheduled for 4/12. And she says she spoke with the tech and he informed he didn't have an earlier date. And she sent an email over to our area manager. And they sent an email to the tech to ask, could it be scheduled for tomorrow? But as of right now, it's not showing that your order is scheduled for tomorrow. So now this came through. These notes are at 1:33 Eastern Time. So they don't close until 6 home office. So if they do If they are able to get that scheduled for you for tomorrow, you will receive that phone call, but you'll receive it between 6 and 9 p.m. with a time frame. If you don't receive anything between 6 and 9 p.m. with a time frame, you will need to call us back because that means they were unable to forecast it for you.
Oh, okay. So it was just a request, but it wasn't necessarily that they could do it.
Yes, ma'am. It's not any notes on the order that they were able to it. But as I stated, now they don't send out those phone calls till about 6. That'll be an automated phone call. So if they are able to get that for scheduled for you, you'll receive the automated phone call between 6 and 9 p.m. with a time frame. If you don't receive that phone call with a time frame, that means that they were unable to get it for scheduled for tomorrow.
Okay, and then I should just call back tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
And what hours are you guys open?
We're open from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Okay, Eastern time.
Standard time. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, standard. That's central, isn't it? Standard. Well, we're on central time.
So it's almost 6 o'clock Eastern right now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're located in Alabama, so it's only 4:58.
Oh. Okay. So you guys are until 6 p.m. Central.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help. I'll just call tomorrow if I don't hear anything tonight.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling XL Logistics. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.